Good morning and a welcome to Bethel Baptist Church on this Father's Day, where we honor our parents every day, of course, and first and foremost, our great Heavenly Father. If you're visiting with us for the first time today, please take a moment to fill out the tab on your church bulletin. Drop it in the collection plate. Pastor Otero would like to send you a thank you note for worshiping with us today. Today, after this morning worship service, there will be an acknowledgement of the achievement of our graduates, and there will be cake afterwards, of course. And that will follow this service directly. At 3:30 this afternoon, Pastor Tomlinson will be leading the Bible study, searching the scriptures to find the answer to the question, how can psychics sometimes be right? And there will be other paranormal activity that will also be examined. Pastor Otero will continue the series on the book of Revelation at the 5 o'clock service, and that's this afternoon, teaching from Revelation chapter 14. The annual Father-Son Breakfast will be held this coming Saturday, that's June 26th, at the Tomlinson Home. So if you're a father and a son and you plan to attend, please sign up on the sheet in the kitchen. And of course, friends, neighbors, and guests are also welcome. Gregory Tomlinson Jr., again, is still looking for those musicians and singers who would like to participate in the Bethel Church Youth Concert. So please contact Greg if you would like to take part in this musical event. Please refer to your bulletin for activities scheduled this afternoon and the insert in your bulletin for activities scheduled this week and next Sunday. Our scripture reading for today, printed in your bulletin, is from Psalm 117, verses 1 and 2. Oh, praise the Lord, all ye nations. Praise him, all ye people. For his merciful kindness is great toward us, and the truth of the Lord endures forever. Praise ye the Lord. We will be singing the first and last stanzas of the hymns this morning, so let's begin our worship with hymn number 39, This Is My Father's World. Continue our worship with hymn number 525, A Christian Home.
Thank you.
please stand now as we sing hymn number 522, Our Thanks, O God, for Fathers.
Please remain standing for prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we open the doors of Bethel Baptist Church again by your mercy. We open the airways of KKMC Radio directly from our church. And we open the airways of the internet across the world because of your mercy and your grace upon us. First and most, I want to recall the words of King David in Psalm 107. Four times, verse 8, 15, 21, and 31, he made this statement, "Oh, that men will praise the Lord." And Father, we thank you, because King David said, "For his goodness is upon us." And we, the men here at church, are grateful. Those men who know you as personal Savior are grateful that we know you as our mighty God. You know our weakness. You know our failures. You know our shortcomings. But you're still blessing us. And we thank you, Father. We thank you. What a difference really makes to know the Lord Jesus in our life. What a difference it is to have the comfort and the peace and the challenge to live a life holy as he is. And so, Father, I pray in this special day that you put your blessings upon each one of us, men of God, who are married and who have children and grandchildren. And, Father, give us the wisdom to be able to be the head of our homes and be an example of Christ to the world that is around us. Lord, as a church body, we have people who unfortunately are sick. And we pray for Anne Peretto in this new kind of sickness that she has, for Mildred Plica, for Tom Curley, for Henry's mother. Thank you, God, that a treatment is found. And we pray for the success of that treatment. And for Nancy Cianello and others, Lord, who are under treatment and need the strength of heavens to overcome and to move on. And we know that is available when we believe. Because the Bible said all things are possible for those who believe. The Bible said also, is anything impossible for God? And so believing is the key of all these wonders of life. Lord, I'm grateful for our friends who are here this morning, for our members. I'm grateful for those who are listening over the internet and over radio. And they have become in time members of the extended church. They go from Southern California all the way to the north, all the way to New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Minnesota, Texas, Arizona, people everywhere who listen to our church and make contributions to our church as members of the church, responsible in their life, knowing that broadcasting costs money. So thank you, Lord, for those people that you brought into our life, those people that you brought in our pathway, and now they are solid part of our church membership. Also, Father, we are proud for the families who represent the church as missionaries in their respective mission fields and with their respective associations. Carol and Ruth Knott in Seville, Eusebio and Marisa Perez, David and Denise Rode, Giovanni and Barbara Avendano, Martha Paretti, Dante and Maruja Rabines, Jose and Diane Avila, the South Valley Pregnancy Care Center, Christian Athletic Association in San Jose, California, Daniel and Miriam Lacey in the Motorsport Ministries, and Fred and Carol Lewis in the U.S. Center for Missions. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that we have provided for these people faithfully for 28 years, never miss a day, and supporting their association and their ministry. And so, Father, how grateful we are for your people here at Bethel, who are responsible for our bills, who give out of their love for Jesus. And so, Father, as a pastor, I ask you to bless the offering and bless the giver. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. You may be seated.
The clues that they discover and the memories they
Thank you, choir. Please take your Bibles now and turn to the Acts of the Apostles. If you're using the Bible provided in the pew, please turn to page 1212. We will be reading Acts chapter 22, verses 1 through 12. Will you please stand now for the reading of God's Word, Acts chapter 22, verses 1 through 12. Men, brethren, and fathers, hear ye my defense, which I make now unto you. And when they heard that he spake in the Hebrew tongue to them, they kept the more silence. And he saith, I am verily a man which am a Jew, born in Tarsus, a city in Cilicia, yet brought up in the city at the feet of Gamaliel, and taught according to the perfect manner of the law of the fathers, and was zealous toward God, as ye all are this day. And I persecuted this way unto death, binding and delivering into prisons both men and women, as also the high priest doth bear me witness, and all the estate of the elders, from whom also I received letters unto the brethren, and went to Damascus to bring them which were bound there unto Jerusalem for to be punished. And it came to pass that as I made my journey and was come nigh unto Damascus about noon, suddenly there shone from heaven a great light round about me. And I fell unto the ground and heard a voice saying unto me, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And I answered, Who art thou, Lord? And he said unto me, I am Jesus of Nazareth, whom thou persecutest. And they that were with me saw indeed the light, and were afraid, but they heard not the voice of him that spake to me. And I said, What shall I do, Lord? And the Lord said unto me, Arise, and go into Damascus, and there it shall be told thee of all things which are appointed for thee to do. And when I could not see for the glory of that light, being led by the hand of them that were with me, I came into Damascus. And one Ananias, a devout man according to the law, having a good report of all the Jews which dwelt there. Blessed is the word of God. Let us pray. Our gracious Father, we praise you and thank you that you have not withheld any knowledge from us that would hinder us from knowing you. We thank you that you have given us your very word in the scriptures. We trust you and see how you have directed our paths in this life. We know it's not by chance that we're here today and to worship you and learn from you, and we thank you for your love and mercy. We praise you and thank you for your marvelous creation of all things and for not forsaking us, which you have proven by sending the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray now for your servant, our teacher and pastor, Gabriel Otero. Bless him as he brings the words from the Bible that will never pass away. Give us the ears of understanding, so that we here and those listening on the radio and internet and CD may implement in our lives that wisdom and knowledge that your word provides. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Would you please be seated?